This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. This week's calm description by Virginia Governor Ralph Northam of a scenario where infanticide could be exactly what would happen in the case he described continues stirring controversy. Most observers miss that Governor Northam used the relatively rare case of a child that is unavoidably dying at birth to then say that the state should not have any interest in protecting women or children from what happens as long as a doctor is present. The governor is standing by his vague and almost medically useless comments and appears entirely unaware that Dr. Kermit Gosnell was sent to prison for life over crimes the governor's comments would allow. This is Life News Radio.
A culture of life is like a bright city on a hill. Just as people in 1890 might have had difficulty imagining today's cities, so it may be in imagining a culture of life. But it starts with more than imagination. It starts with the moral commitment to offer the highest regard to God's gift in each human life. Let's become the culture of life.
Author Ashley McGuire of the Catholic Association says all four Democrat women who have entered the presidential race have one thing in common, as they all belong to what McGuire calls the New York School of Abortion Extremism. She says only 13% of Americans agree. Evangelist Franklin Graham and New York's Cardinal Timothy Dolan are bantering back and forth about what to do with allegedly Catholic New York Governor Cuomo. Franklin is asking his friend Cardinal Dolan to openly chastise Cuomo. Dolan, examining the governor's demeanor, essentially asks, what would be the use? For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.